We are back. How was that time of wonderful worship, men and women of the earthen hemisphere? This sphere that we call Earth. How was that impacting worship for you? Was it as good for you as it was for me?
We hope so.
My name is DJ Val. And beside me, I have.
You do the introduction. Good morning. Good afternoon. Bonjour. Bonsoir. How are you? Have you been? Let me start by apologizing for all of you who went to put your comments post the show last week. We are terribly sorry. Somebody will get.
Somebody. I wonder who that somebody could be.
Somebody will. Thank you so much. But you get the chance to do. Double comments.
Come in
today.
The comments are back on. It's just, you know, we had to do a few. Or it was the other DJ Val, actually. He had to do some stuff at the back in the background, and by doing that, he improved the quality of the show. But you know, the comments were
apologies were if you were off. If you're looking for that and it was.
However, in other news about the comments, the live chat comments are now available on the replay.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. I know you all would love. Well. It'll be nice for some others, because like I always say, live chat needs a show on its own. It's so lively.
So it's on.
Thank
now.
You. Yes. So now knowing that it now is there for posterity, go for it, guys. Don't hold back. As always, we are back today with what I hope is an interesting show. Continuing from last, how have you all been? How have you been? I hope you've been good. Have you been enjoying the weather?
Hold on a second, real deal, Olive. Don't we have a greeting from another country?
Oh my goodness! Ow! I hope you reminded me last week, and I hung my head in shame. But this week I am up, elated, because I've got not one greeting for you. I've got two.
See, I kind of thought that she was slipping, actually. Because did you not see how she was jumping on to what are we going to talk about this week? I thought, twice in a row.
I set myself the little challenge to try and find a greeting from a language every week, you know. And when I
it's okay,
you're laughing, but it's okay,
yeah.
So Do tell our listeners why you're laughing.
Because last week you tried to ask us.
Yeah, I flipped it because I didn't have a new greeting. Yeah. So I flipped it on you to say, please put a greeting. But nobody responded. Nobody put a greeting. But it's all right.
Yeah, somebody put a kosomate.
That's not a greeting. Anywho, again. Two, three seconds. He digresses by pausing, flicking his eyes, and thinking of what to say. Anyhow,
not thinking.
Dun dun dun. I've got two greetings. One, hailing. Thank you to my dear sister Tabisa for helping me out. Mr. Google didn't help me with this one. A good friend helped me with this one.
Not even DJ Val helped me with this one.
It's hailing all the way from the southern hemisphere of Africa. Of the tribe of Xhosa. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Xhosa. There's a click, click at the back of the tongue. I don't know how to do that. And hello means for one person in the singular says molo.
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 Can you say it after me?
All of you, I would say moweni. Mean moweni. That's yeah, singular, plural.
Greeting?
Second dialect in Zulu. You cannot go to South Africa and not touch the Zulu. Exactly. Sanibonani.
Sanibonani.
And to be specific, Kunjani is how are you? Kunjani is how are you? Kunjani. So.
Sounds a bit Italian.
Kunjani, my dear people.
Kunjani.
That's
sounds
it.
Something like something the Don would say. Ah, Mr. Aristotle, Kunjani. Jani.
And then he'll reply to you and say, Sani Bonani.
Sani Bonani, Don Valentino. What are they doing to our language?
Just imagine this. Just imagine Italians speaking South African. South Africa, oh, yes.
You know, a lot of people think that my name is Italian, you know. Not the Don Valentino. It's not the Don Valentino bit. It's the Fadayomi bit. Fadayomi. So it sounds a bit Italian.
Moving on. In other news, there is no way that name sounds Italian. But however, if you sleep better with that notion, good. We won't rob you of that.
Okay, don't rob me.
Picking up from last week, in other news, of course, the big subject dominating the news was the attempted assassination of the Slovakian president.
Yeah,
what's his name? President. Fico, Roberto Fico?
Something like that.
Robert, yes. Well, as controversial as he is, some will say he had it coming his way, but I'm glad. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying. I don't know him.
He's a child of God.
Okay, if you insist. I don't know him that well. I haven't researched. All I know, he's a controversial figure. That's all I know. But it's good that he didn't, they didn't succeed. And it just made me think, in Europe, you don't get those sort of attempts on prime minister or on leaders. You know, you during the mafia war in Italy, you got, of course, the judiciary, the judges and all of that being attacked in that way. But prime ministers and all of that, you don't really get. It's something we see in America. There's a long list of presidents that have been assassinated in America, and those who've attempts have been made on their lives. So I guess that's why it's making the headlines as it is. And to think that, well, so far they think he's just a lone ranger, there's no tie to any group or any political faction. But we wish him speedy recovery so he can get back to the business of ruling his nation
well.
All right, moving on from that, it's again, we shared the things to do in London in summer with you. The weather is, you really literally have to plan your social life around the weather this season, and it's looking a bit iffy. So I'd say don't put anything off till the weather gets better. Just take it as you see it. Whatever window you get, go for it. I did well. I worked out. It was yesterday. I thought, I think it was Monday. I thought, no, I could have worked out outside because it was still bright at that time. But just take whatever opportunity you get. And then I think we should do vegetables so we don't miss them out again this week. And then we can conclude on our subject matter. Is it a good time to take a break, or do we just jump right into it? We can jump into it.
I think we can jump right into
it. Okay.
Which one do you want to do first?
Anyone. Hit me. Anyone.
No, that's not it.
We have celery.
Ta-da.
And we have
celery.
Watermelon. So celery, you're very, very well familiar with. It's a high fiber vegetable. full of potassium and vitamins, antioxidants. Literally, celery is 95% water. So whenever I want to detox or, you know, cut back on the belly weight, please stay focused. Please. Just for a few minutes. It's a great snack for losing weight. I have mine with hummus. Some others have theirs with sour cream, garlic and chive. And even some have it with hot sauce.
Yeah, so I don't like celery.
And then some people also do it with, they juice it, all sorts of, you can have it in your smoothie. You can make celery juice out of it. It's gets rid of strep bacteria. It kills. It's actually used to treat shingles, I was told. It's used to treat, and it also deals with. It's good for chronic acid reflux because it's one of those. It cleans out your gut nicely. And for those who have autoimmune disease, I know a lady who said she literally swears by it because she's got autoimmune disease, so she always has it in her drinks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan at all.
Cleans out the liver. You're not a fan of a lot of vegetables, so it's okay. And this is a good one. It's also brain food, and it clears the...
Says a lot about me then.
I don't know. Your brain could be working much better. It raises the hydrochloric acid and helps the liver produce bile. So it's quite, I hide it in pasta a lot because I like the crunch as well. So I eat it separately raw, but I hide it a lot in pasta. So yeah, even though I don't like it, but you're whacking it down in your pasta though.
Really?
Okay. And also, apart from the fact that I hide it in pasta, there's some vegetables that bulk out other vegetables. I use celery as one of those. Some people would use, say, carrots to bulk out their vegetables. When I have celery, I use celery a lot. And I don't get rid of the tips. I use the tips as well just to garnish. So, and the tips look like coriander, but the tips are tasteless, so you have to season them along with your other vegetables. Moving on to the next.
A bit worried fruit. About that going into my food again and me not knowing.
Well, if you're in the kitchen, you would know what goes in your food.
I am in the kitchen. That's where the food
comes. On the other side of the kitchen, you're not cooking.
In the other side.
Oh, watermelons. We cannot go through the heat without mentioning watermelons, but it's got lots of benefits, as many of you know. Yes, it's you can make many things out of it, your smoothies as usual, your juices. It's one drink that when the season comes, I try, because it's a good way to get flavored drinks in without all the processed drinks. So I prefer to have stuff like that, as opposed to all the other concentrated stuff. Watermelon, why I like it, one of the benefits is post strenuous workout, it helps your muscles heal. So it can it helps the muscles, and it helps the heart. It contains potassium, which flushes out the toxins from the kidneys and clears out kidney stones. It clears that out. Heart health. It contains leucocene, which lowers cholesterol, dilates the blood, and helps prevent heart. So a lot of people who have high blood pressure or who've had a heart condition, you find they always add watermelon to their foods because the dietitians recommend that.
Again,
also,
not a fan.
It's in the same family as carrot. It's got the beta carotene, which has the lutein and vitamin C, which lowers the macular degeneration that takes place in our eyes. So it helps improve your vision. And so all round also stabilizes the blood pressure because it dilates the blood vessels. So go for it. It's not just a nice tasting fruit. sometimes I add I drizzle lemon over it. It just kicks. It gives it that kick. Some people love it chilled. Some people are okay with it room temperature. Either way, those are your fruits and vegetables of the week. Celery and watermelon. Give it a go. We'll be right back.
That's right, we are back. You know, I just mixed that we are back with Shalimar's friends.
I've got friends. Okay.
Not the fair
where my shoulder is.
Oh, friends. Should I sing while you're adjusting?
No, please don't sing. Stick to your day job.
The voice of modern radio, not to sing.
Last week, we started off talking about contentment. Can you remind us of what we talked about?
Contentment is being satisfied.
Just being satisfied all around. Just being satisfied, huh?
Well, then we spoke about some of the other elements of being content. You know, how it works out with ambition and things like that as well, but most of all we just looked at the idea of just being content, being satisfied where you are, being settled,
okay,
and that kind of stuff.
Good, thanks for the recap.
Do I do a good job?
Yeah, you did a good job. Yeah,
I know I was on the show, so
you did a good job. Yeah. So really quickly, in addition to what he said, we then said, is ambition.
Good job. Let me just give you. I like that. Okay, go on.
The dichotomy between, if he will let me talk.
I will let you talk. I will let my talk. Look, see my mic.
We then looked at very briefly the dichotomy between being content and being ambitious. And we asked ourselves the question, can we strike a balance? Can you be ambitious and be content at the same time? We said ambition is the desire to do something higher, whereas contentment is the state of being satisfied with your current circumstances, being at peace, being sated where you are. These two mental states, we said, are constantly clashing and sometimes ends up leaving us either frustrated or motivated. We then said that there was the conflicts as they were between materialism and spiritualism, which is financial prosperity is always frequently or most times the result of ambition, whereas spirituality is then seen as the so spiritualism is just there to promote spiritual development, that the strugglers can both coexist and we succeed with those two present. Talked about altruism and selfishness. Can you, you know, be self-centered and at the same be goal-focused in this modern society? We talked about competition and teamwork. Can our desire to succeed push us? And we touched on some of our modern day masters. We talked about Steve Jobs. We talked about Michael Jordan, Shaq O'Neal. We talked about Robin Sharma, the author of the monk who sold his Ferrari, how he tells us that he likens contentment to a garden that needs to be tended, and that's a state of mind that requires you to nurture it, prune, give it attention for it, that contentment just doesn't occur. You have to work at being content like you tend a garden. And then we then said we were going to now look in deeper as to how we can resolve these conflicts between being content and being ambitious, being driven and being a go-getter, being target-oriented. Finding out what you most value will help you make the decisions, and making sure that these decisions are consistent with your views is what we said. We then said that when you discuss the pillars of life, value pillars, or the pillars of our values, that you find they all are intertwined, interlinked. Your purpose still comes into most of what makes us who we are. Then you considering your priority, your top priorities, and how they connect with your ambition or your level of contentment, means you need to know what you value the most. What is it? Purpose against purpose, again versus success, purpose against whatever it is that you're putting it against, you know. And then we first, DJ Val kindly jumped us ahead and touched on motivation, and he said, what is it that it motivates you? What's your intrinsic motivation? What are you driven by? Are you driven by just the material successes, the material acquisitions? Are you driven by the accolades themselves? Are you driven by internal motivation, spiritual? These things, when you identify them, they will then help you act on the passion, and then you will take pleasure in that action itself rather than merely the results. Because whatever that motivation is, whether you know it or not, is what's driving you. If that motivation is positive, it will drive you positively. If the motivation is negative, it will still drive you. So the motivation is still the drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can have a negative motivation, but it can still drive you positive.
Yeah, it will drive you. It will still drive you. So positive or negative is the view of probably the bystander, because we don't know the intrinsic point of it. So if you're driven solely by money, we don't know. We're observing you and it still drives you. But if you're driven by achieving money because you want to use the money to serve the poor, again, we don't know. We're looking at the outcome. But when you begin to then share it because you want to pass it on. And so that's another thing with contentment. Contentment allows you to boldly and confidently pass on your gifts, your talents, your legacy, because you're content enough in knowing that if this has worked for you, it could work for somebody else. Contentment brings security. You're not threatened by others. So whether you're content for the right reasons, the sheer nature of contentment brings some sort of security. Whether you're constantly aiming higher, those who are secure will be secure. But if you're constantly aiming higher and you remain insecure with even, then you're not in a state of contentment. That's the burden and the that comes with being goal-oriented without positive motives. So still on how we can resolve the conflict, finding the balance, we just said about aiming higher doesn't mean sacrificing all that means that's important to you. So first of all, you must know what's important to you. Some people don't know what's important to you, to them. They would sacrifice anything. They would give, they'll walk over anybody to achieve what they want. So it's that finding the balance. This is the line I wouldn't cross. In finding balance, we also set boundaries as well for ourselves. I know I want to succeed, but I also want to spend time with my family. I know I want to succeed, but I also want to be a person of integrity. I know I want to succeed, but I don't want to hurt people whilst I'm doing it, like we said some other wealthy, popular people had done. And realizing that you can choose to take pleasure in your journey. In finding that pleasure in the journey also comes a sense of contentment, because at every stage, because you're deriving pleasure from the process, that also brings a sort of contentment. We talked about setting measurable goals, realistic goals, break down your ambition goals, 1 year plan, 2 year plan, 3 year plan, 5 year plan, break it down. I know it's easier said than done, because life happens and it goes so quickly. So something, say for instance, somebody who sets themselves a spiritual target that they want to read XYZ amount of, say, self-motivational books. Life gets in the way, and you may say to yourself, I'll aim to read, say, one a month. And before you know it, 6 months, you haven't even opened one page. So make it realistic. Make it measurable, because so that you say to yourself, once you've read that book, then you want to make sure that you've at least applied one or two principles or one or two things. Pull out stuff you've learned from it. So make those goals realistic. Also embrace gratitude. Like I said last week, we had a whole show on gratitude. That means that every point, gratitude fosters contentment. Many people have become millionaires selling gratitude journals. Gratitude this, gratitude this, gratitude
that. Thank you, man, wasn't it? That would have to go out and you'd have to say thank you to how many people in a day? You have to like write five thank you messages a day. Yeah. I think I shared that story on here. You know, I did the training and he was...
There's nothing as... There's nothing, sometimes when I say thank you to the most, and when I say thank you, I try to really convey the sincerity of the sentiment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I really do try. You know, sometimes when I meet with my manager and I say to him, thank you, and I say, I really mean it, thank you. And he go, I know you do. You know, I really, it's important for you, because that it fosters contentment regardless of what your situation is, regardless of what you're going through. And I also think it does it vice versa for the giver and the receiver. The person who receives the thanks, of course, it feels appreciated, and maybe in their state then kind of puts them in that place. You know what, this isn't so bad, I could do this, you know, brings them closer to that garden of contentment. And things like that also inspire people. So they may not be content already, but it inspires them to come up one step better. You know, we talked last week about how the Bible encourages us
to do more.
The Bible encourages us
to be
ambitious, to aim to leave the things that we didn't do well and aim for the higher calling. It says growing from glory to glory. That glory to glory means simply from a transformed state to another transformed state. So that's what contentment will do for you. It will put you on that mission where, you know, this is it. And what you do is, it allows you to then begin to pay attention to the real meaning of what you're doing. You know, every now and then, because you want to remain in that state of tending your garden of contentment, you will always check your happiness level. You'll always check your joy level. Mm. You would always check. So I have this, I try to do it more often where come weekend, I'll say to my team, what are you doing for yourself this weekend? What would you be doing for yourself this weekend? You know, think about it, because it's in making it, contentment will always allow you to look inward. If you never look inward, you would never improve. You would never identify where needs, like the analogy of tending your garden. If you never tend your garden, you would never prune, you would never water it. So if you take nothing away from this morning, contentment is not found in circumstances. It's not found in possessions. It's found ultimately in the things that matter to you. So if the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit matter to you, then your contentment will be found there. If it's your family that matter to you, your contentment will be found there. So whatever it is that you place value on or in is where you draw that the bloom of contentment from. So remember the phrase, contentment is like a garden and you have to tend it. And whatever plants, crop, whatever it produces is what you've sown, and the output is based on how you tend it. I think that's okay for now. Next week, fingers crossed, we'll pick another pillar of value and do our best in expanding it. I hope this has been eye-opening and heart-stirring for you.
Yes, I think so.
It has been?
Yeah. Okay. See, I kept quiet, didn't I? See, I thought I couldn't.
Do you have
a
question, Don Valentino? Do you have a question?
More of a comment than a question.
Okay, go ahead. Please share.
It was a song, actually, that came into my head when you said something. And it was, I think it was... Glory to Fred Hammond, glory to God. That was it, really. See, I nearly forgot it. See, that's why I have to say it, otherwise I will forget it.
Thank you.
Very well,
Uncle
done,
Fred has a lot of songs that deal with contentment and all of that. Anyway. And we'll do we take a break and do shout out, or do we just do shout outs?
Let's just roll with the shout outs, man.
Let's start with my lovely South African sister Tabisa. Thank you so much for
what's that greeting again? It's not Murubanje. Murubanje is
You've had enough. Don't butcher the language. All right, moving on. Thank you all so much for tuning in last week. Thank you.
So that person that came on last week, it was my colleague from work.
Oh,
yeah. She tuned in and then she went back and she was the one that said, oh, the comments, I need to see the comments on the live chat.
Oh, well, now she really enjoyed now it. Yeah. Are they gonna have it from this week?
Lovely.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I know Auntie Stella, I missed your birthday shout out, but I did a blanket one. Lovely.
Did we do Auntie Stella?
Did we do her?
Yeah,
okay, then.
Oh,
I thought we missed her. Any more May birthdays? If we've missed you out, it's not because we don't love you. So we'll do a blanket one again. If it's been your birthday this week, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Hip hip hip, hip hip hip.
The voice of modern radio.
Oh my goodness. Moving on.
Shout out to Auntie Awa. and Josephine as well.
Okay.
And Auntie Stella, you already said Auntie Stella.
It's her birthday.
Yeah.
Listen, to our regular listeners.
All of our regulars.
All our regular listeners.
Ah, Mr. Ola Omole as well. God bless you.
Yes, Mr. Kunle, Mr. Femi, Mr. Cohen. Shalom. Let me do the men. I think, yes, let me run out the men and you run off the women. Come on, let's go. Mr. Kunle, Mr. Femi, Mr. Cohen, Adrian, Mr. Wella. It was good to see you last week. Mr. Zimmerman. Uncle Leo, who's always listening in the background. Thank you. And as my father would say, those who do the private watching in the background, to my dad as well.
Yeah, your dad does a watch party.
Yeah, and my cousins in America, Junior, yep. Uche, all of you. God bless you. Then who else?
The Tambers,
yes, the Tambers, Mr. and Mrs. We'll put you all together.
Yeah, they want to jump on.
And well, you do the women, you start. I'll fill in. Maggie, Benita, Allison, Ifoma, Bumi.
Maggie.
I've called Maggie. Maggie's my thespian.
Ifoma. Allison.
Yes, Benita.
Allison, there's another person as well. Allison and there's someone else as well.
I know. I
can't remember now. Allison. don't hate me, Allison. I've forgotten the name now. Anyway, y'all know yourselves and thank you so much indeed for taking the time. Thank you to everybody as well. I said this on one of my other shows, but I didn't say on
Bumi. Yeah, we said Bumi already.
Said Bumi as well. It's Allison and someone else. Allison and
Beckett.
It was being so. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you, ladies. If we've missed you, it's not because we don't love you, because the bread.
Yes,
Mama Yad's sister.
Auntie Noyem,
yay. Auntie Angela, Auntie Jose, Auntie Mash, Auntie Ibi, now it's all coming in. Thank you so much. Auntie Jose and Auntie Ibi were bereaved. They had a funeral in the family. Hope you're all doing well. May the Lord strengthen all of
Spikey.
You. Uncle Spikey, Uncle Pakrima, the whole family, they were bereaved and they had to do a funeral. God bless you all and continue to strengthen you. Auntie Rhoda, Auntie Hilda,
all the
Ethnan aunties and uncles, God bless you. Shout out to you all. And my lovely preacher friend Alice Halidu, she watches every now and then or listens. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God.
All the reverends, vicars, and clergy people in the house, that you know yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. Thank you.
Shout out to all
thank
of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Ooh. Is not enough.
Ooh. Shout out to DJ Jide.
Uh-huh.
Shoggy Shogs.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Uncle Dave P as well. He's sending me his details as well, so we can get his journal sent out to him as well. We still have journals actually, so if you want a journal, just email soulfoodoffice@gmail.com.
There are a few left.
Soulfoodoffice. We'll pop that in the chat so you can see it. Soulfoodoffice@gmail.com and send us your address and we'll get a journal out to you as well. So thank you so much indeed for that. And thank you everybody, seen and unseen. You guys make this show what it is week in and week out. We are happy to come and do this. And our Great Commission is off the Great Commission, which means take this show, and if you can share it with one other person, and it doesn't have to be someone that knows Jesus, just has to be someone that loves these good values, you know. And that's what we're trying to do. I think that's pretty much it, you know. Yeah.
Yes. May the good Lord keep you. May He shine His countenance upon you as you go out into the unknown, seen and unseen. May He who is able to keep us, the one who watches over Israel, who doesn't sleep nor slumber, may He protect you, preserve you, and maintain all that concerns you. Do not render evil for evil, Instead, you be the change that you want to see. Yes. We love you. God bless you.
Last week. Don't render evil for evil. I was trying to remember what it was, but you switched it up.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.